not only related to the pay gap, but other areas of the law that we analyze, that even when countries have great laws or they have a provision that mandate equal remuneration, the gender gap, the wage gap is still there. You know, there's still a lack of women representation in leadership positions. There's still low participation in the labor market. So we see that happening. So what we now know, and that we came to that conclusion, is that the law alone is not enough. And we have to think about what comes next, like, as you say, right? Like, after a law is passed, what are the mechanisms that need to be in place so the law can be implemented, so that we can see the results that we would like to see, right? Because we kind of joke that we don't want just a equal pay law, we want equal pay.